everyone. My name is Diana. I'm from Russia. I live in America around 3 years and a half. I am a credential examiner at World Educational Service. And today I'm in podcast at the end of the day with Deepika and Anush.
Diana, thank you so much for being in the podcast.
Thank you, Deepika and Anush, for having me today. I'm so happy to be here.
So we are recording this podcast at ESU, English Speaking Union, Arnix office. You have been a student,
yes,
right?
Yes.
How was the experience of becoming a student at ESU?
When you start your study here, you will get the opportunity to have your own mentor, like tutor, where you can practice your English. And this is really helpful, you know, and of course you will get really interesting courses like business, history, or grammar, you know, and the bonus of that program, you can have a professional development preparation, mm-hmm, here, like to write resume, how to get like your elevator speech. And this is really helpful.
And Tuena, you have been working at World Education Services for almost 6 months now.
Yes.
So we know there's a story of you coming to America and now landing a professional job at WES. So let's start from the beginning.
Every immigrant have the fear that our education and our professional skills might not valuable in US. And when you try to hear all information around you, the people who, you know, and some people, most of them, they want to try to say you can't get a good job until when you get like American diploma or like something will be happen. I don't know. And, you know, they would like, I understand that they can't do themselves, mm-hmm, and they wanna like push you down, like, mm-hmm, you are not special, like, come on, look at you, like your education, your professional skills, here it's like zero. But this is really wrong. I realized that my professional skills and my education, it's really valuable. And most of the immigrants, of course, they know their language, like, mm-hmm, Holland language. And this is really useful to America when compared to, like, for example, if you have to interview and to candidate, in the one candidate, like immigrant who know the English and other languages, he will be like, I guess, more valuable than the person who maybe who was born here, who was raised here, but he knows only one language.
Mm. Antoina, so how did your career transition to being at WES? Like, how did that happen?
Oh, you know, I was studying here in Arnik.
Okay, which year was that?
2018. In the end of my training, I got offer from Carl. Mm-hmm. Can you, like, if you would like, you can become, you can get a mentor from WES. Right now we have like partnership with this company.
Okay. And who is Carl, by the way?
Carl, he is working at Arnik, mm-hmm, and he offered me to participate mentoring program with WES, mm-hmm, and that time they got the partnership with this company.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm, and I was thinking about, okay, my training becomes in the end, mm-hmm, what should I do? Like, you know, I was literally like despite, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and I was thinking about like, okay, and should I try to find another job by myself? But I know it's really hard. And in America, it's here, it's really important connection. And my mentor, her name is Lilo Janderska. She is a credential examiner at WES. And I saw her at the first time, when Carl, he said like, okay, and like he said my name and he said like from WES, who will be my mentor. And I saw her like, okay, like, you know, we start to get the conversation the first time. And I'm thinking about like, oh, we are not too much, like, do not match to each other. Mm-hmm. like I was thinking about, okay, maybe we are different. But the first meeting was like, you know, like just simple.
Yeah.
When you got the second time, third time, when you start to like, you know, reach out about yourself more, where you're from, what you go through.
Yeah. And so you talk to each other more and more, and you learn more about each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I realized she's like me, you know, she's immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
She's come to US and she learned English here and she got this job. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's like my story too. Yeah. And that time when I was working with Lilu Jandarska, my mentor from WES, I started participate in Bardi Global program.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that time I got my first session with my advisor, Mary Sees. And I come to her and we start our conversation and she asked me about your professional experience, your education, and what you do right now, where is your work? And I said, like, I'm working in a survival job. I do eyelashes extensions at salon. And she asked me, what do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, like, before I was working at that in this position and that position,
that
I
was have in, that was back from, home.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I have this experience and that experience, and you know, and I said like I want to work with something with documents or whatever, but with documents,
mm-hmm. because like with office job.
Office job, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And she said like okay, and that time I was like, and the parallel I was working in Lilu Jandarska. She's from. Mm-hmm. my mentor, and she said like, you know, when we start to working with my resume,
mm-hmm.
she said like right now we have open position,
mm-hmm.
in your experience and might you know available in our company for this position, you're good, mm-hmm. I mean like you should try to get this job, to apply for this mm-hmm. job.
Just for our audience, what were you doing back home professionally and academically?
I have my master degree in history and bachelor degree in law,
mm-hmm.
and I worked in ministry departments, mm-hmm. yeah, and I work as a teacher at the college.
And Joanna, you were mentioning how your mentor talked to you about the job position in WES. So how did that happen?
When I start to work with her about my preparation resume, one day she said like, oh, you know, we have right now open position as a credential examiner at WES, and I see your professional experience and your education, it's like good for us, it fit for us, and if you would like, you can apply for this position. And that time I start to like, you know, my mentor from Arnik, his name Bill, he was so supportive of me. He's like, he start to help me to prepare my first interview, phone interview, because it's really hard
yeah.
to pass the phone interview mm-hmm. when your English is not good.
Yes.
Right.
And you can't see the person and you can't read, you know, like physical expression.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really hard. And that time, you know, Mary, she was really, you know, I'm so grateful to her because she...
Mary from Upward Global.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She, you know, she's an incredible person. I'm still in touch with her. And she said like, okay, you know, because when you working at survival job, like more than 2 years, you start to ask yourself your question, are you good enough?
Mm-hmm.
It's always like, how's to say, like, heart. Oh, I'm starting to cry.
Oh. Yeah, every one of us go through that. Yes, I hear you. Yeah, it is. It is tough.
It is tough, yeah. It is. In that moment, it was a really painful question for me. At that time, I was work in the salon, and I did eyelashes extensions, and I realized that I'm not happy with this job. because in from my home I work only on office, and then when I come to Vardy Global Company and I start to talk with Mary Sees, and when we start to discuss about my professional experience and my education, and she saw I'm unhappy person to work my survival job, and she said three words, it's really powerful words: no more eyelashes. And I was so grateful to her because that word gave me the power to move forward, and I was prepared really hard to get my first phone interview. Mm-hmm. And I remember I wrote like, you know, questions, and I checked everywhere, like internet, how the general question they may ask you. And I remember I was wait my phone call, and when the Jessica, she is HR department at my company, when she called, she started to ask me the question, and I see in my list, it wasn't there. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I started like, okay, calm down, be yourself. And I started to talk with her, and it was, I mean, like right now I understand always when you have like something, you have to be yourself. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I got email. It was, you know, for me, it was 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. When I got the second interview. Mm-hmm. It was really hard time for me. Mm-hmm. Because I'm thinking about, I was so obsessed about this job, and my husband at that time, he was so worried about me. Mm-hmm. Because he said, if they reject you, mm-hmm. you maybe, you know, you will like broke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. And he was like, please do not think too much about this job.
Yeah.
And my mentor, because all the time, like, I wanted this job. And my mentor said, like, do not think too much about this job. Mm-hmm. If it's not work out, you know, it will be hard for you.
Yeah.
Mm. And I said like, okay. And how's to say, when you wanna something, you have to let it go. Mm-hmm. And this is something will come to you, you know?
Yeah.
And like, okay, I was like, calm down and thinking about, okay, if they wanna me, really want to me, they will send to me the email. And I got this email, I got the second interview. And I remember my second interview.
Was that in-person interview?
Yes.
Yeah,
And I come to Wes. And I remember that time when I was so nervous. And I'm thinking, I realized that I understand correctly what they ask me.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I finished my conversation with them. They gave me the test. And I did my test.
Oh, was that a writing test?
It's like when you work as a credential examiner, you have to be pay attention about more details.
Okay.
It's like detail oriented test.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was you know, February. It was outside so cold, and I remember when I left the office, I walk near to financial. It's in my office located in financial district.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I walk around and I'm thinking about, it will be cool if I will be worked here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, universe, please hear my voice. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. And I start to wait like answers, and I wait like long, I guess for me it was long, maybe 1 month. It's already like 3 weeks.
Oh. 2 weeks after that interview.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because like they said, like they have open position or I don't know how the procedure. Maybe they start to check my background. Mm-hmm. Because you know, I got email like, yeah, we are offered you job, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you read that email, what went through your mind?
Yeah,
I cried.
You did. Yeah.
A lot. Yeah. This is, you know, this was happy. Of course, it was happy moment. But at the same time, it was like, okay, now you know what, how does it work.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to say more about, you know, about yourself. And you say your story, to tell your story to other immigrants who are you and who who their struggle in the same way what I go through, and I wanted to say be confident, mm-hmm. and you have to think in like positivity all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now we have come to the end of the podcast. Tuena, if anybody wants to reach out to you for any career advice or any advice, what would be the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, email tuianmitakhinova@gmail.com.
At gmail.com? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. This is the longest email I've ever come across.
It's too long. Okay. Yeah, if you are emailing Tuena, make sure you mention at the end of the day in the subject title so that Tuena knows where these emails are coming from.
Thank you so much for sharing your personal story. I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much for having me today.
And before we sign off from today's episode, we would like to thank the English Speaking Union, Arnik. So if you are a new immigrant, definitely get in touch with ESU Arnik because they provide free English classes and professional development classes as well.
Yeah, and please do check out our website, podcast@theendoftheday.com, to watch and listen to our previous episode. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, all the major podcast platforms.
It's time to say bye-bye. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Hey guys, a quick note. If you have a personal story that you think might be helpful to the newly arriving immigrants in the US, please contact us. We would love to feature you in our podcast. Go to our website, podcast@theendoftheday.com, and write to us by going to the feedback section.
And by the way, if you love this podcast, you can support us with a small donation. Your help will enable us to continue producing more episodes. The link to support our podcast is in the description below.